one second, I've just lost you all. Right, you're back. Okay, so let's go from the Gemara, the top line. Chof Tes on be recorded.
Yes.
Chof Tes on the base top line. Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Ta'o, Haloi Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh Vo'avoida. If somebody made a mistake and did not mention Rosh Chodesh, in other words, this is Negev for tomorrow, he did not say Yalav Yavoi in the bracha of Avoida, which is, of course, Ritzei, then Chozer La Avoida. He has to go back to the bracha of Avoida. Nizkar b'hoida'o. If you remembered, whether he remembered in the bracha of hoida'o, which is the next bracha in Moedim, chayzer la'avoida, or besim shalom, chayzer la'avoida. Wherever he has to, wherever he may be, he goes back to the bracha of avoida. However, v'im siyem, if he finished the Shmoneh Esrei completely, then chayzer l'roish. Then he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So basically, this is the rule that we've always said, which is that once you finish the Shmoneh Esrei, if we're dealing with a mistake which is as severe as missing out Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, then indeed you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei completely. If you have not finished Shmoneh Esrei, then you merely go back to where you forgot. Now we see that every single mistake that can be made has its own set of rules. We have discussed, I believe this is now the fourth type of possible mistake in Shmoneh Esrei. One possible mistake is missing out, for example, Mashiv HaRuach, where there you do not have the option like you do in Yalav Yavoi merely to go back to that particular bracha of Ato Gibor. Rather, once you sail past merrily, you've got to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, because the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei are considered like one. Therefore, there is no concept of going back to the second bracha. There's no such thing. If you have to go back to the second, you have to go back to the first. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two was, if you missed out the same talumotah, but that's also different because you have a second bite of the cherry at Shemiat Tfilah. It's only if you finished Shmoneh Esrei you have to go back to the beginning. If you remembered after Shemiat Tfilah, then we saw a very big machlokes Rishonim, halacha lemaisa, you've got to go back to Borech Olam. Third type of mistake is if you forgot Ato Chaynan Tonu, that you don't have to go back at all for, even if you finish Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because you're going to have another go at Havdalah Al Hakois when you get home. Here comes the fourth mistake, where if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you do have to go back. But if you remember before you finished, then you merely go back to that particular bracha of Avoida. Now the Gemara does not point out over here that this is only talking about Rosh Chodesh day, Shachris, or afternoon, Mincha. It's not referring to Maariv. And here I think there is a common mistake that people make. If somebody forgets Yalav Yavoi, Emet Hashem, tonight, hopefully he shouldn't forget, but if he forgets tonight on Rosh Chodesh, Allah is, he does not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. He does not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Now I think some people might make a mistake over here. Some feel that the reason why you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei is because Maariv, as we've seen early on in this perek, Arvis Roshus, which we already saw in Tosa, doesn't Chas V'Shalom mean that you can just pick and choose when you daven Maariv. But either way, it's definitely clear that the halachas of Maariv are less chomur. So some people think that that's why you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavoi, and they therefore think that the same would apply, for example, on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed Maariv, Pesach or Shavuos, if you didn't say Yalav Yavoi, Chol HaMoed Maariv, they think you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, and that is a terrible mistake. The reason why you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Chodesh Maariv, is nothing to do with the fact that Arvis is Rishus. Nothing to do with it. And therefore, certainly, on Chol HaMoed, if you missed out Yalav Yavoy, you do have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The reason why in Rosh Chodesh you don't is because of a specific halacha that pertains to Rosh Chodesh only, and that is that the Edim who used to come to Beis Din to testify about the new moon could only ever testify at day. Beis Din were never mekabel edus at night. So therefore, even though obviously it's no less Rosh Chodesh at night than it is at day, but because Beis Din were not mekabel the edus hachodesh at night, therefore Yalav V'Yovei becomes less important. But that is a specific halacha, local, only to Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it's nothing to do with the fact that it's Maariv. It's not a general halacha in Maariv, and therefore certainly on Chol HaMoed, if somebody forgets Yalav V'Yovei, he does have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, nighttime is different because it's not the Zman that you can sanctify the new moon.
Rav, if tonight, Maariv, one forgets to say Yalav V'Yovei and remembers Sim Shalom, he does not go back to the Avoda?
No.
He's done?
Yeah. Why? Because the whole Yalav V'Yovei is not Le'ikuva at all. It's not Le'ikuva on Rosh Chodesh night.
Okay.
The day, however, you'd be right. Because if you would finish Shemoneh Esrei, you'd have to repeat the whole thing. Therefore, if you sail past, at least you have to go back to Avodah. But not so with night. Best is, lechatchila, not to forget. So either way, our Gemara clearly, therefore, is not talking about Rosh Chodesh night. It's talking about Rosh Chodesh Shachris or Mincha. And that's what we're being told, that if you forget Shemoneh Esrei, you've got to go back. If you remember before you finish Shemoneh Esrei, then at least go back to Avodah. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Papa, Brei de Rav Acher Bar Ada. Ha de Omron. That which we said, quote unquote, Siem Chayzer Leroish, quote unquote, that which we said that if you finished Shemoneh Esrei, having forgotten Yalav V'Yavoi, you have to repeat the whole thing and go back to the beginning. You should know, Loi Omron Elo, that was only ever said if Okar Raglov. Remember we saw this phrase in Tosfos, this is the source of it. Only if Okar Raglov, literally translated, if you have uprooted your feet. That's called finishing Shemoneh Esrei. Avol loy okar raglov, but if you have not been oikar raglov, which means even though you might finish saying the text, but as long as you haven't moved your feet back, choyzer la'avoido, then you would merely go back to avoido. Why? Because the end of Shemoneh Esrei, when is it considered that you are finished? Only when you move your feet back. As long as your feet are still together and you have not been oiker them, even though you finish saying all the words and the text of Shemoneh Esrei, but you're considered not yet to have finished Shemoneh Esrei. And if that's the case, you can still go back to Avodah. Omar le mino lecho ha. From where do you know this? Who told you this halacha? This was the question asked of Rav Papa. Omale me Abba Mary Shamia Li. Rav Papa said, if you really want to know, I actually heard it from Abba Mary. The Abba Mary me Rav. And in turn, Rav Abba Mary himself heard it from Rav. So therefore this halacha really traces its source all the way back to Rav. Rav is the one who told us that when are you considered to have ended Shemoneh Esrei? Only when you are Oiker Raglov. Only at that point when you have moved your feet. As long as you have not moved your feet, even though I finished saying the text, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you are still in the middle of Shemoneh Esra and you'd go back to Avodah. Now, a tricky little piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. We're now going to qualify the qualification. We began saying that if you finish Shemoneh Esra, you go back to the beginning. We then qualified that. How did we qualify that? Because we said that's only if you've been oiker raglov. So you have to have finished the text and also uprooted your feet. Now we're going to further qualify that. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Hod Omron Okar Raglov Choyzer L'Roish. That which we said, that finishing Shemoneh Esra means Oiker Raglov, uprooting your feet, and that's when you have to be Choyzer L'Roish. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra. Loi Omron Ela. That only applies if She'enoi Rogil Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tfilosa. That's only if he does not regularly say any additional supplications after his tefillah. Avol Rogil Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tfilosa. If, however, he is regularly noheg to say Tachanunim, additional supplications following his tefillah, choizer la'avoido, then he would still go back to avoido, despite the fact that he has been oiker raglov. Now it sounds like from over here, and soon we'll see the Gemara retracts, or at least brings an alternative, but there were people, interestingly, who said tachanunim after they were oiker raglov. It's not what we do. If you look in the top Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean, tachanunim? Says Rashi, kagoin eloikai netzor l'shoini meiro. Sh'onu oimrim ba'amido. That's what we say while still standing achar ha'tfilah. Now, let's work out, what do we do? And then we can understand what the Gemara is talking about. We, as printed in the Sidurim, say all of Shemoneh Esra, and we finish it with the words, Baruch Ato Hashem HaMavorech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. That's the end of Shemoneh Esra. Then we say Eloikai Netzoir. We can call that the Tachanunim. And then we are Oikar Raglov and we do Oisa Shalom. It would seem to be that what's being referred to over here is somebody or a minag to say Tachanunim after Oisa Shalom. We do Eloikai Netzoir and then Oisa Shalom. It sounds like he's referring to somebody who does Oisa Shalom and then Eloikai Netzoir. If that's the case, then this is what the Gemara is pointing out. We discussed finished Shemoneh Esra, Siyein. What does Siyein mean? Siyein means you've said all the brachas and mevorech es amo Yisrael bashalom. Then we said, one second, there's another stage, and that's called Oikar Raglov. And now we're adding, there's a third stage, which is the Tachanunim, the Eloikai Netzoir, which apparently was said after Oikar Raglov, after Oisa Shalom. Which means, therefore, if you finish the whole text of Shemoneh Esra, you then did Oisa Shalom, which means you've been Oikar Raglov. According to this opinion in the Gemara, as long, however, as you have not finished the Tachanunim, meaning you're still planning on saying Eloikai Netzoir, then again, you have not finished Shemoneh Esra. You have not finished your Avodas HaTfilah. In which case, even though you've been Oikar Raglov, you can still go back to Avodah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Have a look at the Gemara again. Let's see how it fits in the words. Omar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Ha da Omra. That which we said. Okaraglov choizel roish. That which we said that if you have been oikah your aglayim, you've moved your feet, you then have to go back and you cannot merely move to avodah. You've got to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esra. Lo yomron. That was only ever said, elo, in a case that she'enoi rogil loimar tachanunim achar tfilosoi. That's only if he doesn't regularly say tachanunim after the tfilah. Avol rogil loimar tachanunim achar tfilosoi choizer la'avoidah. Then you would have to go back to the avoidah. Clearly, we must be referring to tachanunim, which are said after being oikar raglov. And therefore, that's what we're being taught. Even if you've been oikar raglov, it ain't all over yet. You have not yet finished your davening because you're still going to say your tachanunim. Therefore, you can go back to avodah. However, the Gemara now brings an alternative, and I think that we can identify with this more. Ikadomri, there are some who say that no. Omar of Nachman by Yitzchok. Some have the version also in the name of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, but it was said differently. Hoda Omron, to the contrary. Hoda Omron, that which we said, that kiloi okaraglov choizer la avoido. That which we said, that if you have not uprooted your feet, you still can go back to avodah, and you don't need to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esra. Loi omron elo sherogil loimar tachanunim achar tfilosoi. That was only ever said if you normally say tachanunim after your tefillah. And therefore, even though you've reached Hamavarech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, but you haven't really finished Shmoneh Esra because you regularly say Tachanunim. Avol in Einoi Rogil Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tfilosoi. But if you don't normally say Tachanunim, if you are the type of person who does not say Eloi Kain Atzoir, then Choizer leroish, then indeed you would go back, even though I have not been oikar raglov. This, I think, we can identify with much more. In other words, you've finished saying the brachos, Baruch Ato Hashem, Amavorech Es Amo Yisrael Basholoi. Now, stop. At this point, you have not yet been oikar raglov. So press pause. He's finished all the text of Shemoneh Esra, but he has not been oikar raglov. So what were we told? That if he remembers all of a sudden that he has not said Yalav Yovei on Rosh Chodesh, then he need not go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra. He can merely go back to Avodah. The Gemara is now telling us there is a major condition attached. That's only if he's planning afterwards and normally does say afterwards, Elokai Netzor. So if he normally says Elokai Netzor, then the fact that he has finished Amavorech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom does not mean that he has finished Shemoneh Esra, or does not mean that he has finished davening, because he's still going to say Elokai Netzor. So therefore, as long as he hasn't uprooted his feet, he's still in the middle of davening and he can go back to Avodah. If, however, we're dealing with somebody who, for whatever reason, does not say Eloi Kain Atzoir, so what does he normally do? Hamavarech Es Amoi Yisrael Basholoim, and then he is Oikar Raglov. Well, if that's the case, even though he has not actually uprooted his feet, but he's finished davening. Why is he finished davening? Because he normally ends here. And if that's the case, it's all over, and he's got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei.
Rav, we spent a lot of time on this, and I'm not sure we have clarity yet. Does not both cases presuppose that one, maybe at the time of the Gemara, would take his steps back immediately after Hamavorech Esamo Yisrael by Shalom? He would say at that point, here it's on, Imrei Fi, etc. He would step back there. The Gemara tells us there are some people who at this point are done, and some people who would say, Elokai Nitzor. If your menhag is to say, the chiddush I think of the Ikud Deomer is that if you say Hamavreich Asmo Bashalom, take your steps back at this point, but your menhag is to say Elokai Nitzor, you have not finished Shemoneh Esrei. And at this point, even though you've taken your three steps back, you can still, if you forgot Shemaya Tefillah, you can still go back to Avoda.
But if you don't say Elokai Nitzor afterwards?
If you don't say it, you're done.
If what?
If you forgot Shemoneh Esrei, you're done. You have to go back to the beginning.
Even if you haven't done the footsteps back?
Correct.
Right. 100% right.
Right. So neither of these cases describe what we do today, because we take our steps back after, at the end of Elokai Nitzor. So it's not really...
Right. I think you're right. So according to the first Lishna...
First Mishnah talks about when we do take our three steps back.
And we said,
that's our starting point.
Right, so you said you've got to go back to Shemoneh Esrei, but that's only if you're not planning on saying Elokai Nitzor. But if you're planning on saying Elokai Nitzor, then even though you've done your feet moving back, it doesn't matter, you can still go back to the Avodah. The Ikud Omri says, no. We're not discussing the halacha of when you have moved back. We're talking about the halacha when you have not yet moved back.
Right.
Is that all over or not? And the answer is, it depends. If you normally say tachanunim, then as long as you haven't moved your feet back, then you can still save the day and you can go back to avoda. If, however, you don't normally say tachanunim, so then even though I have not been oikaraglov, but nonetheless, it's all over. In other words, the difference between the first and the second Lishna is, are we coming to tell you a leniency or a stringency? The first Lishna was coming to tell you a leniency. What does it mean, a leniency? Because we were told that if you were Oikar Raglov, it's all over. So the first Lishna was coming to be lenient. I was coming to tell you that, one second, it's not necessarily all over. It's not necessarily all over, even though you've been Oikar Raglov, because you might still be planning on saying Tachanun. Whereas the second Lishna is not coming to tell you a leniency, to the contrary. The second Lishna is coming to be Machmir. That we were told that if you are not Oikar Raglov, then you go back to the Avodah. So the Gemara is coming to tell you, I want to tell you a Chumrah. Even though you have not been Oikar Raglov, it could well be that you do have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Really? But I thought you just told me you go back to Avodah. That's because you're planning on carrying on with the Tachanunim. But if you're not carrying on with the Tachanunim, once you finish Shemoneh Esrei, game over, even though you have not been Oikar Raglov. It's come to tell you a tremendous chumrah. And if you look in Tosfos immediately, actually, let's have a first look in Rashi, second Rashi. Aval im einoi rogel, if you're not normally accustomed to saying tachnunim, then have a siyum tfilosoi, then the end of the tefillah, meaning the Shmoneh Esra, is ka'akira. That is considered uprooting, afilu loy okar. Even if you actually did not uproot your feet, exactly as we just said, even if you have actually physically not uprooted your feet, but if you don't normally say tachanunim, then finishing your Shmoneh Esra is as good as uprooting your feet. This is the big chumrah that's emerging. Now, I know we've missed out a Tosis, we'll come back to this, but have a look at Tosis at the bottom, the second last Tosis on the page, Dibba Maschil, Ikka da Omri. Says Tosis, Ikka da Omri Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Alphas, who's Rav Alphas? That's the Rif, Posak ke Ikka da Omri. The Rif paskens like the second Lishna, and this is actually the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well. That what? De barogil loymar tachanunim. If you normally say tachanunim, veloy okar raglov, and indeed you have not been oike your feet, then einu chayzel roish. Then indeed you do not have to go back to the beginning because you're still planning on saying tachanunim. But v'im einoy rogil. But if you don't normally say tachanunim, then gam ki lo yokar raglov, as we pointed out, then even if you have not uprooted your feet, nonetheless, choyzer leroish, you still have to go back, as Rashi put it, because basically it's as if you have uprooted your feet. V'im okar raglov, but once you have been oike your feet, then it's definitely game over. Then gam ki rogil loymar tachanunim, even if you are accustomed to saying tachanunim k'moy l'kain etzoy l'shoyni, nonetheless, choyzer l'roish. So we are clearly paskening lahachmir. We're going with the more stringent of the two, which is the second one, which is that if you have been oika raglov, it's definitely game over, irrelevant of what happens afterwards. If you have not been oikar aglov, then even then it depends on whether you normally say tachanunim. If you normally say tachanunim, then you're okay because you haven't finished. If you don't normally say tachanunim, then even though you have not been oikar aglov, as Rashi points out, that's as if you have been oikar aglov, because basically that for you is the end of the Shmoneh Esra, and the Mela, that is it, game over. So as we pointed out, and this is what Moshe Zeller was pointing out as well, we're clearly talking about the Akiras Haraglayim before Lekai Netzer, according to both Lishnas. It's just that according to the first Lishna, even after having been Oikar Raglov, it might well not be too late if you're still planning on saying Lekai Netzer. Whereas according to the second Lishna, that's not true. Once you've been Oikar Raglov, it's definitely game over. And even if you have not been Oikar Raglov, it may well also be game over if you don't normally say Tachanonim. If you do say Tachanonim, then you're over. Now, we did miss out a Tosis. You know what? Maybe let's just clock out and then okay. We'll clock back in.
Okay.
Let's see that Tosis that we missed out. Tov Eloy Hizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara tells us that if you did not mention Yale V'Yovoy on Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back. It says Tosis Tov Eloy Hizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh Ba'avoyda Chizel Avoyda. Uba Halochis Gedoilois. That is the Bahag. The Baal Halochis Gedoilois. Pirish Dafka B'Yochid. The Bahag tells us a tremendous chidush. That everything we've been discussing in our Gemara only applies to somebody who's davening b'yichidus, alone. He's davening by himself. Avol b'tzibur. But if somebody is davening together with a tzibur, he's not alone. Einoi. Chayza, he does not need to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, or in fact, does not need to go back to Avodah at all. Why? Mipnei sheshoimo mishliach tzibur. Because he's going to hear it afterwards from the shliach tzibur, and the whole purpose of Chazaras Hashatz is in fact to be moitzi those in the davening, those in the shul. Therefore, there's no need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or go back to Avodah, because you're going to hear it second time round. And as we have learned, those who are with us for Sukkah, Shemea Koina. If you hear it from the Baal Tefillah, it's as if you yourself said it, and therefore there's no need to repeat. Miu, even if that's true, however, Sarich Ledakdik. One does have to be very particular to make sure that you hear mipi hachazn, from the mouth of the chazn, kol ois v'ois shel tefillah. Every single word and every letter of the tefillah, afal pi shehu boki, even though he might himself be a boki, but at the end of the day, he is relying on the Baal Tefillah over here, which means, why did there exist the concept of a Baal Tefillah, of a shliach tzibur? And the answer is, because in the times of Chazal, there were no Sidurim. Not everybody was a Boki. Not everybody was fluent in Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're a Boki, then it's less important, or technically it's not important at all, for you to listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Because if I'm a Boki, I've already said Shemoneh Esrei, I know every word, and I've already said I've already been Yotze my Mitzvah. The Shliach Tzibur was really necessary for those who are not a Boki. Says Tosus in the name of the Bahag, yeah, but over here, even though he's a Boki, but he is relying on the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Because he messed up his Yalu V'Yavoi, so he does have to make sure he hears the Shemoneh Esrei from him. Daha Omrinon Beroish Hashana Keshem Shemoitzi Esheinoi Boki. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, just like the Shliach Tzibur is moitzi those, that person who's not a Boki, kach moitzi a Boki can also be moitzi the one who is a Boki, like in our case. Despite the fact that he's a Boki and he was perfectly able to daven Shemoneh Esrei himself, but look at this, he's ended up having to rely on the Baal Tefillah because he missed out Yalav Yavoy. Va'af al gav da'omrin on hosam. Now, even though it says there in the end of Rosh Hashanah that loy potter Rabbi Gamliel elo ho'am shebesodois, what does that mean, ho'am shebesodois? Ho'am shebesodois means, literally translated, the nation in the fields, meaning those people who are unable to come to shul. Mishum da'anisi v'tridi. Because they are an oinus or preoccupied. They're unable to come to shul. Avol to'o loi. What does Rabban Gamliel teach us? Rabban Gamliel teaches us that the function of the shliach tzibur was really there to be moitzi those who were unable to come to shul. It's as if he was davening, as it were, on their behalf. Because they're an oinus. They can't come to shul. They're in the sodis. But if somebody's in shul and he made a mistake, then Rabban Gamliel says, Loi, the Shliach Tzibur is not Moitzi him. Well, if that's the case, then we're stuck. So how can the Bahag possibly say that if you missed out Yala V'Yavoy and essentially you have to repeat Shmoneh Esra, you don't need to because you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur? But Rabban Gamliel told us the Shliach Tzibur is not there for those who made a mistake in davening, rather for those who didn't come to shul at all. But our friend over here who has come to shul, he's davened, he's forgotten Yal V'Yavoy. It would seem to be that Rabban Gamliel says the Shliach Tzibur is not there to wait for him. He's perfectly capable of davening himself. He's not an oinus. Says Tosfos. Yesh Loima. Maybe what that's referring to is, because if you look at the side, by the way, in Tosfos, can you see on the word Ta'a, there's a small star, and in the margin it changes it. Not Aval Ta'a, but Be'ir Loi. Be'ir means if people are in town. So according to that version, what Rabban Gamliel was saying is as follows. You have people who are in the town, in the ear, and you have people who are in the sodois, in the fields, meaning in the outskirts of the town. Those people who are in the sodois and were unable to come to davening, it was for their purpose that the Shliach Tzibur was instituted. But those who are be'ir, in town, I'm sorry, you're not preoccupied. You're not involved in your work in the field, and the Shliach Tzibur will therefore not be Moitzi you. That's what Rabban Gamliel seems to be saying. Well, if that's the case, how can the Bahag possibly paskin? But in our case, when you have somebody who's in the ear, he's in town. He needs to repeat Shmoneh Esra because he forgot Yal V'Yavoy. And what did the Bahag say? Don't worry, you can always rely on the Shliach Tzibur. How can you rely on the Shliach Tzibur? The Gemara says you cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur unless you're out of town. Says Tosfos, says Yesh Loima. What we can suggest is that Hainu Sheloi Hispalel Klal. That's only referring to somebody who's in town and has not davened at all. Not even an initial attempt. So that's when we say, listen, you're in town, you have no excuse, you're not working in the fields, come and daven. Sorry, the Shliach Tzibur is not going to be made to you. Aval heicha shehispalel. But where, like in our case, the person did daven, albeit he made a mistake, albeit his mistake was so severe that he's going to have to repeat Shmoneh Esra as a result. But nonetheless, loy chashvinon lei, we do not consider that ki'ilu loy yispalel klal, as if he hasn't davened. You cannot say about this fellow that he hasn't davened. He has davened. It's true he made a mistake, and it's true his mistake is very severe. It's so severe that he's going to have to repeat Shmoneh Esra. But you cannot tell me that he hasn't davened. V'hu hadin, says Tosfos, the same would be true. L'kol dovor shemachzirin oisei. Any item where if you make a mistake, you have to return back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra, you cannot say that he hasn't davened. And therefore, ihodar shomar lei, if he afterwards heard it, mishliach d'tzibura, Meirosh va'at soif, from the beginning of the end of Shmoneh Esra, nofik, he is yoitza, period. So Tosfos is telling us, for the moment in the name of a Bahag, a tremendous chiddush. If you forget Yal V'Yavoy, and as we've now seen, not only Yal V'Yavoy, so too if you forget Mashiv HaRuach, or you'd forget the same Talomoto, any type of mistake for which we would normally send him back. If he's finished the Shmoneh Esra, you'd have to repeat the whole thing. But don't tell me that's called not davening. He has davened. If that's the case, then he can rely second time round on the Shliach Tzibur. Whereas if somebody is in town and he literally has not davened, not just halachically he hasn't davened because he missed out something, but he literally didn't even bother opening a siddur, that's when Rabban Gamliel says you cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur was there predominantly to be moitzi those who cannot daven because they are preoccupied in the fields. So we have, therefore, three different cases. Case number one, and this is the classic case, somebody cannot daven. He's an oinus. He's an oinus, or he's not a baki. If he's not a baki, or he's in the sodais, no difference, either way. Either way, he's incapable of davening. That's why the Shliach Tzibur was introduced. The Shliach Tzibur will be moitzi him. That's case number one. Case number two is the opposite extreme, where you have somebody who is a baki, and he's ba'ir, and he hasn't davened. So he cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur was not there to help out lazy people. Now you have, in the opinion of the Bahag, the middle case, where on the one hand, he is in town, he's not an oinus, but he's still allowed to rely on the Baal Tefillah, on the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Because he has davened. He has davened. Says Tosfos, Vaharav Ram, normally that's the Maram, I think Maram Rottenberg, he says, Posak, the way he paskens was, Dafka Shochach Lahazkir Shel Rosh Chodesh. The Maram says, I agree with the Bahag. I agree with the Bahag. But however, I want to qualify the Bahag's Psak. That's only if, again, essentially you davened. It's just that you missed out a particular Ahazkara, like Yalav Yoven Rosh Chodesh. But what would be Avol Shochach Brocha Shleimo? If you forgot a complete Brocha, you never actually said 18 Brochas, you clean forgot one of the Brochas. Then machzir noisoi, you do have to repeat Shmoneh Esra, ve'eino yoitze bishmiosoi mishliach tzibur. Then you cannot be yoitze from the shliach tzibur. If we want to continue the theme of Taisus, we would say that the reason is if you miss out a bracha, that really is considered that you haven't done it. Which means the rule is consistent. If you haven't davened, then you cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur. If you have davened, it's just you made a mistake, albeit a very severe one, then you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, if you miss out an entire brocha of the Shmoneh Esra, not that you said the brocha, I just forgot to say the Yalav Yovei part, rather, you just completely omitted an entire bracha. That is tantamount to not davening. And therefore, not only do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esra again, but you cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur.
Kind of a strange inclusion, no? I mean, how often does one forget an entire bracha? Unless he's speaking about the Yalav Yovei itself, that's a bracha.
No, somebody just missed out a bracha. Again, we're talking about that. They had no sidurim.
Yeah, okay.
I can tell you a very unfortunate case. I will not tell you, obviously, who the Shliach Tzibur was. And I was once davening in the Groa Shul. And somebody was davening for the Omud. And I'm embarrassed on my own behalf and on behalf of everybody else there. It was Shachris one day. It was in the old Groa, where we were up the road in Luz. And for some reason, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, the Shliach Tzibur just lost his place and he paused, and I'm embarrassed to say that nobody in the shul there could tell him where he was up to. Nobody was listening. So these things do happen. There is a famous Maisa, my uncle told me, in the name of Rabbi Eliashiv. He told me in the name of Rabbi Eliashiv that they once came to ask Rabbi Eliashiv a similar type shaila, in which he had finished Shmoyna Esra, the Chazan, and he missed out a certain Azkara. Nobody noticed until the end. So what should they do? And Rabbi Eliashiv told them, well, it's all irrelevant. If you didn't notice till the end, it means clearly nobody was listening anyway, so you're not Yetzer Chazaras Hashatz anyway. Aloch of Chazaras Hashatz is Lechatzchila, everybody should be listening, but at least you have to have minimum 10 people. I remember it was terribly embarrassing. You have somebody who, I don't know, he turned two pages at once, whatever it was, and nobody in the shul could say with any certainty that one second, you're in the middle of this bracha. I've seen Talmidei Chachomim Chashuvim, Chazaras Hashatz, they literally have their finger on the page and they're following word by word. If I'm not mistaken, I've heard that's what Rabbi Eliashiv used to do. During Chazaras Hashatz, it wasn't a time to start looking in Sfarim or dreaming or saying Tehillim or anything else. They literally followed word by word. Okay, let's make a start at least, just a couple of minutes left, to the next Gemara, very important piece of Gemara. Rabbi Leza Oima. This is a quote from the Mishnah that we saw on the bottom of Chav Ches on the base. If somebody makes their tefillah keva, ha'oise tefillosoi keva, it says. If somebody, literally translated, makes his davening fixed or established, then ain't tefillosoi tachanunim. Not very praiseworthy type of tefillah. Now, what does that mean? We have various different possible interpretations. My keva. What does it mean, keva? First explanation. Omer of Yaakov ba'idi, Omer of Oishio. Kol shetfilosoi doime olov kemasui. Anybody who davens such that his tefillah is like a masui. What does a masui mean? Masui means a burden. Says Rashi, third line at the top. Masui vahainu loshen keva. That's what it means, keva, i.e. choik kavua. It's like an established law that's weighing down on me. Choik kavua hu olai. There's this fixed law weighing down on me lehispalel. V'tzorech ani, and I have to lotzeis yidei chayvasi, I've just got to be yotze my mitzvah. In other words, if it's one big burden, it's one big bother. That's what it means, keva. There's this fixed law sitting on my shoulders which I've got to check the box and get it over and done with. I remember a terrible, terrible little episode. I once found myself in a shul in a place in London, which I'd never been there before, and I wasn't very impressed with the davening, I can tell you. And I saw a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for many years. He was davening there. And I said to him, oh, good to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. Do you daven here? He says, yeah, I daven here regularly. I said, what's it like? Is it a good shul? He says to me, I'll never forget. He says, yeah, it's okay. You get the job done. Those were his words. You get the job done. Meaning there's something that's weighing down on me. If I had it my way, I wish I wouldn't have to, but you've got to get the job done, and this shul does the job. That's what the Gemara says. That's called philosoi keva. V'rabbonon omri, an alternative explanation, and that is, kol mi she'einoi oimro b'loshen tachanunim. Rather, what it means is a completely different interpretation. He doesn't actually say the Shmoyne Esra with the nusach of supplications. It's all just matter of fact. That's what it means, keva. That's what it means, keva. It's not said in a manner of tachanunim. Rabov Rav Yosef Domri Tarvayu Kol She'eino Yochoy L'chadesh Bodovo. What does that mean? Kol shein yochel achadish bo dovor, says Rashi. Mi shein yochel in the first pshat lechavein liboy lishoil tzrochov. So Rashi says, what does it mean you're not able to say tachanunim? Means you're not able to be mechaven your heart when you ask for your needs. Whereas this pshat is very powerful, Rashi. Lechadish bo dovor bebakoshosoi. Vahainu loshen keva. And that's what it means, keva. Do you know what keva means? There's nothing new about your davening. Kayoim, just like today. Kain esmoil, so to yesterday. Kain mocha, so to tomorrow. You're not mechadesh dava, means there's no newness about it. Those who are part of our Thursday night parashashir will remember we discussed this just a couple of weeks ago, when it says that Aaron HaKoyen lit the menorah, Magid Shvachay Shel Aaron Shaloi Shino. We mentioned the various different interpretations. In the end, we said it's really all one interpretation. There was no, the Sfasema says, no day was like the day before. It wasn't just, here we go again, all over a repeat. No. Every day there was a refreshed newness, a schadshus about this. That's why we said he was able not to change. He always did it with tremendous cheshek. Why? Because it was always as if it was the first day. That's exactly what Rashi's saying over here as well. If somebody davens just as a matter of rote, get the job done, press the button, say the text, and now Baruch Hashem, it's all over. Exactly what I did today, same as yesterday, same will be tomorrow. That's called keva. Fixed. Says the Gemara, Omer of Zeira, Ano yechilna lechidusha bo milsa. I am able to be mechadesh bo dova. I am able. But umistafina.
Did the Rav not skip the third opinion? Rav or Rav Yosef, or did I miss it out?
Yeah, that's what we just said.
Okay, so sorry.
You can't be mechadish anything, that means there's no newness about it.
Okay.
It's all fixed. To which they said, Rav Zeira says, I can be mechadish, but I'm afraid to do so. Why? Dilma matrinna. Means if I try and bring some newness into my davening, what does that mean, newness? I add a bakosha here, I add a bakosha there. I could do it, but I'm afraid it'll confuse me. Says Rashi, Dilma matridna, Shemo ete, says Rashi. Maybe I'll make a mistake, V'loi eida lachzor, and I will not know to go back, L'mokoyim shehifsakti, to the place that I have stopped. In other words, again, we're talking about a time they did not have Sidurim. So you don't have the text in front of you. So imagine you're in the middle of the bracha of Rafa'enu, and you want to add a particular personal tefillah for a chayla. You said, I'm worried to do so, because by the time I finished, I'll forget where I was up to in the first place. Let's just see the bottom tosfos. Kol she'eino yochel lomar tachanunim pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. If he is able to say loshen tachanunim, meaning he's able to be mechaven, then afilu olav kemasa. Even if he does feel it like a burden, but nonetheless have a tefillah ma'aliyah, that's still a good tefillah. All I need is the loshen of tachanunim, and once I have that, then I have that. Okay, let's press pause over here. Mes Hashem on Tuesday, we'll Mes Hashem continue, and we'll make our way all the way down to the bottom of the Omud, and maybe in fact go over to the top of the next as well. It's not difficult to model.